Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
Hair Radio, Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Not
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You go, girl. You go, girl is a brand new product line that includes an edge control hairsprays and a product that also offers relief to those dealing with an itchy scalp. Now, if you're looking to moisturize and hold twists and locks in place, You Go Girl offers a gel cream. And for the hair braiders out there, You Go Girl has a hair brand that's made of the highest of quality hair. Now, it's available in a variety of colors and textures. So, go to www.yougogirlbraidhair.com. That's you like uniform, gogirlbraidhair.com. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You Go Girl. How I started the Hair Nation Expo event and the whole experience. I'm Carrie Hines, and I've always been very interested in live hair events. It is the most, it's been an incredible journey, and I owe a great bit of it to attending and participating live events, whether it's the International Beauty Show at the Jacob Javits Center or some other hair event, or even Brunner Brothers down out of Atlanta, or you know, the different cities that they tend to have the big hair events. I like everything about the live hair shows, whether it is a small meetup or gathering or at a park, or we've done just about so many different live shows. I've participated at other folks' shows and events. I've been a guest. I've been a speaker. I've been a vendor. But my greatest joy comes from being able to create my own brand of events under the banner Hair Nation Expo, and which I still own to this day. And we were thriving before the pandemic. The first Hair Nation Expo was back in, say, 2017. And I have done other hair events prior to that, smaller satellite type of events that were under different banners, different titles. But the Hair Nation Expo, I tried to do it in Harlem first. I wanted it to be part of the experience, the inner urban experience, and to reflect that. And so that didn't work out so much on 125th. I did look at the state building in different places up there. So what ended up working out for the very, very first Hair Nation Expo, and again, what makes Hair Nation Expo different is that it is all about the professionals as well as the folks who are not professionals, but the enthusiasts who are looking to be given almost the same amount of education as the professionals at these Hair Nation Expo events. And so that first one happened, as I said, in 2017, and we were able to get it going out in Queens, New York, and Jamaica, Queens. I had never done an event in Jamaica, so this was the very first one. And the Jamaica's a section, again, in Queens, New York, and Queens is one of the boroughs for you guys who are not in the New York area. And so that event was very special to me. It was one that I pretty much had coordinated and planned. There were several vendors there. It was quite successful. They had a beautiful stage. We were able to put on a light fashion show there at that time. and it was just very rewarding. I really loved it. And we, for most of my events, I usually tie them into some kind of charitable outfit or organization. And at that event, we invited the New York City Mayor's Office, who dispatched a gentleman to our event to talk about domestic violence and so on, preventing that and recognizing it for the hair salons and for everybody. And so that was absolutely priceless. And so that's what I remember most about the very first Hair Nation Expo event in 2017. Then we came back 2 years later in 2019 with a huge sprawling event at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I was so very proud because it was the very first three-day live hair event in the Northeast for people of color. And so that still stands to this very day, so I can be very proud of that. It was the very first live hair event on the actual boardwalk inside the casino of, inside the former casino. It's a hotel called the Showboat now. But yes, it was the very first live hair event. And even looking back at that and getting that on point and up to speed and all of that was just an extraordinary experience. It really was. And I don't know if I'll ever have that experience again. It was just rewarding, and it was a very special time. And even at the event itself, we welcomed some heavy hitters. The gentleman who started Hype Hair Magazine, John Blassingame, was one of our speakers there. Bernard Bronner from Bronner Brothers and Upscale Magazine, and of course, the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker, Alelia Bundles, was there as well. All of these folks spoke at my hair show, and of course we had lots of vendors and folks who participated, and so that was the beginning. I look forward to continuing Hair Nation Expo as we kind of move forward, and I'm Kerry Hines, and stay tuned.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have with us our amazing guest contributor. You guys know her from Hair Head Heart. It is my honor to welcome back to the show the one and only Mary Reed Johnson. Good morning. Good morning, and welcome back, Mary.
Good morning, Carrie. It is such a treat to be here, and I think that everyone will be salivating when they hear what we're going to talk about today.
I think so, too. Well, Mary, I have to say, being part of the Hair Radio Morning Show, I have heard some great countdown ideas and all of that along the way, but I think today you have a very special treat, as you just mentioned, for the fans of the broadcast. So why don't you take a moment? Tell us all about it.
Ooh, okay. Well, we are recognizing today some of the talent, the style, the contributions of some of our modern-day fashionistas, and maybe talk a little bit about how they broke barriers, not just in fashion, but in some of the other parts of their lives that really positively impacted so many people.
Wow. Well, I am super excited. I can't wait to find out who's on your list. So who's at number 10? Mary Reed Johnson. Who's
number
10?
We're going to start with a new mommy, well, a soon-to-be mommy. Seen her in the headlines, and she is from Barbados, named Rihanna.
Okay, I'm about to say, now that's an easy one. When you said Barbados, that kind of gave it away. Amazing. So at this time, she is expecting. So that is just something to keep in the back of your mind. Okay, well, I have to say, first of all, Mary, I'm kind of surprised to hear that she's on the list, but at number 10, I think I would have probably given her some, you know, as Casey Kasem used to give honorable mentions. They were nowhere on the list.
Well, you know, she's not
an
just
honorable
a
honorable mention. Yes. What were you going to say, Mary?
I was going to say, the people on this list, bear in mind, they are fashionistas for sure. But they also have done other things. They might be businesswomen. They may be political.
They may be all kinds of levels of stuff.
So you have to look big picture. And on top of that, they are inspirational in the fashion world.
Okay, correct. So that is why I can understand to a big degree, because Rihanna, she means so much to so many, and she has accomplished so much financially with her empire that has an imprint on fashion. And so I just love, you know, being exposed to all the her creativity. And, of course, she got her start in music and being Bayesian. Certainly, she brought all of that style and sophistication to every project that I've ever seen her be part of. So when at number 10, it's a very safe spot for her. But when you mention some of these other folks that I believe are in the countdown, I think you'll be surprised. So I'm excited.
Yes.
So, okay, she's at number 10, Rihanna, on your list of
yes.
amazing.
And, you know, this one, she's only in her 30s, her early 30s, can you believe? She's done a lot.
Well, I think she started about 16 or so, if I'm not mistaken. She started real early with those hit records, and her country is so proud of her, and as they should be. So I'm excited. Okay, so she's number 10 on your Fashionista countdown. Who's at number 9?
Now, people might disagree, but she does a lot of things. She was most memorably in the United States a first lady, so our first and only to date black first lady or African-American first lady. She was born in Chicago. She is not even 60 yet. You know who it is?
Okay, I'm going to take a guess in the dark at this one. It is the one and only Michelle Obama.
We just love Michelle Obama.
Yes. I just adore her.
Just
so wow.
A classy woman, a mother. Well, some people, you know, see a couple of outfits and they think that's, you know, why she made it. But it's, again, the holistic. She used ordinary designers or, you know, ordinary kind of practical ways of being, and she just brought it into the White House. She didn't necessarily do anything that she wouldn't do with her classy self, you know, wherever she was. But I think she is definitely a fashionista and an icon at so many levels, and just a stellar example of womanhood.
Well, I want to thank you, Mary, for saying all of that about Michelle Obama. I'm a huge fan of Michelle Obama, and I have a little bit of an anecdote for you on Mrs. Michelle, I should say Mrs. Obama. Let me tell you why. First of all, I remember when her husband was in the White House. And I remember we were on with the White House. Her hairstylist, we're shouting out Johnny Wright, who was also on VH1 recently with his own TV show, was Michelle Obama's hairstylist. And so he was on our very broadcast that you're listening to, the Hair Radio Morning Show, right now. I'm sorry, right here.
This is the place.
Were so excited. Yeah, we were super excited. We had a chance to shout, to speak with Johnny, and he told us all about his style and creativity for the, at that time, it was the First Lady. She was in the White House at that point. And so I definitely believe she deserves to be on the list. What I want to point out about Michelle is that they early on, it was clear that everything she would wear would be would make news around the world. And I remember when she first exposed her elbows, that's how crazy this that was a big thing for a first lady. They were talking about her elbows being exposed. As if that was going to like she's not supposed to have elbows.
Well, you know, you have gloves that cover these extremities.
Right, exactly. But you know what?
No,
this is where these old you know, notions and traditions, she allowed her elbows to go bare. And then once it kind of made it past that, then what I loved about Michelle Obama was that she shopped, she would wear super high-end gowns, and she would have things from the Walmart. And and she would have, you know, basic clothing that any woman, I believe, would want to wear. But she also had a lot of high-end, expensive gowns that were probably out of reach for folks. But I have to say, she just carried everything with aplomb and just very I think her style comes so much from her being so smart. And I think she's a savvy lady, and we just love her. So, Michelle Obama, I'm surprised she's not higher on your list.
Well,
but we'll find
you
out
know,
more.
It's a really good list. I like to believe it's a really good list. And she, you know, if everybody could be number one, that would be ideal. But I had to pick.
Oh,
and she's a Midwestern rep, so she's a Midwestern rep, so all of those great values instilled in her, and she shared it with us.
Absolutely.
Well, if that's a little conservative, we can go way to the other end for number eight. Now this lady,
I'm excited to hear what you have at number eight. I'm just excited.
Well, this one is
This one
is also, I don't know if St. Louis is considered Midwest or not. I think it's a little south. But she's from St. Louis. She was born in 1906. And by the time she passed, she was living in Paris, France, with many, many children.
The only one I imagine is Josephine Baker.
You, ding, 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 ding. You know so much.
Wow. Well,
you are right. Miss Banana Smith herself.
Yeah, that kind of gave it away, the Paris thing. Josephine Baker, good grief. All I remember was the banana dance. What can you tell us, Mary, about the amazing Josephine Baker?
Well, the banana skirt was just one of the many things. She was a dancer, and she was known for her intellect, actually. And she also, yes, because she was very smart, and she didn't take guff from anybody, you know, but she enjoyed her craft. And long, long, long story short, she had many problems with the times and the people in the U.S. So eventually, that's how she ended up in Paris. She adopted more than a handful of children, and she raised them in Paris, and they took care of her and all the way until her death at the age of 68. So,
wow.
Yeah, she
and
was outspoken, and they didn't like it.
Too.
Yeah, that's kind of young, but they didn't like it, and she's like, I don't care. It's the truth. And then she just lived her life and took her talents eventually overseas where she could just live out her life and be at peace with her thoughts and with her words and with giving back to the community that she created around herself.
Wow. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, listen, I guess I better take a moment just to kind of catch everybody up here. You're listening to an edition of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. And this is a very special, special broadcast that we brought in the one and only Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart to join us. Good morning, Mary.
Hello. You know, there's just so much good stuff about, you know, the women that we're focusing on today. And I want people to bear in mind that they might know them for being either politicians or, you know, some famous wife or model or actress or singer or whatever they are. But they also had a really strong sense of fashion, or you know what they brought to the table, maybe changed the way people thought of things and what was acceptable and what is not acceptable in certain realms. So the list could be 100,000 people, or it could be everybody who was number one, but we had to pick 10. And so I hope you like the ones that we've selected.
Well, I think they've been amazing. At number 10 on your list, just to kind of catch you guys up. You gave Rihanna the number 10 slot. Number 9, Michelle Obama. And number 8, the incredible Josephine Baker. I'm wondering who's at number 7.
Well, this one might be an easy one. She was the first black woman to be on the cover of Vogue. And this happened in 1974.
Oh, I'm going to, black models, you said on the Vogue. I'm going to try to guess, was it Beverly Johnson?
It was Miss Beverly.
Oh.
And yes, she did
Beverly
her
so
thing.
Much.
Yes. She was also the first to appear on the French edition of Elle magazine. So she was
credit though for all that she
I think she got enough money, and she got a husband who adored her, and she has a wonderful child. So I think she's at peace.
That's amazing. I love her for so many reasons. And we have one of our colleagues out in California who worked with her, Sam, you guys know from BOPSA. So I remember we were going to get her on our show, and we'll have to reach out to her because she's got such an incredible legacy, as you just pointed out a couple of items, in the modeling world. And she was one of the first to really put it out there in a way of fashion. So we're shouting her out this morning on this broadcast, on this very special Fashionista broadcast, because she deserves it. So, I'm literally shouting her out right now.
Yes, I always thought she was from, some other island, but she was just from New York. Yes. Gotcha. I thought she was from an island or something somewhere, but she was just, she was born in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, she's, but I think she's, now I'm almost positive she's out on the West Coast. But, yeah, we love her. She still looks great for her age.
Absolutely.
And you know what, we
got
to stop saying.
She's still a baby. She's only 69.
You know what, but let me stop saying that. She looks great, period.
Yes.
No more for
I like that, Carrie.
Yeah, that's not a good line.
Yeah, you just look good.
Exactly. We got to.
You know, when I was researching. Yeah, when I was researching this, I was trying to find what they had in common. You know, where were they from? How long were they around? What did they do? You know, did they have special creams and stuff? But really, we just have it like that, and I think a lot of people have it like that.
Actually, I think I'm going to say what I believe they have in common after I hear your whole list. And just remind me, when we get down to number two, number one, I'm going to tell you what I think they have in common. How's that for a teacher, Mary?
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. Now, this next lady, and I should say woman, is not always, the first that comes to mind when you think about fashion and that type of thing. As a matter of fact, her background was very, very conservative. And she, I think, added to the discussion when you think about people who were from some really conservative, southern, traditional religious roots, and that kind of described her family. But she made it so instead of it being shunned if you wore makeup or if you wore, something that had something that unbuttoned, in the front or this type of thing, she made it okay and still did, again, all of her things politically and with her family and helping a high-profile male and sticking by him, these types of things. So what she is really known for in the fashion world, one of the things, is lipstick. Who might that be? The ultra-conservative and lipstick.
Ultra-conservative and lipstick. I have to tell you, that's got me stumped a little bit. Can we get another tip or another clue?
Well, at the risk of sounding just risque, her husband, he was an orator and a preacher, and he also had some pretty lips.
Oh, well, I'm not going to ever guess on that clue. Well, I'll take a stab. Okay, it's not Tina Turner, is it?
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't have pretty lips. No. I'm just going to tell you if I can. Coretta Scott King.
Hold it. Let's say that again. Did you say Dr. King's wife?
Dr. King's wife. She was known as a fashionista.
She was?
Yes.
Wow.
And I really do think that part of it was that, that conservative background where, you just are just flat and on a wall, as far as, not tainted for sure. And definitely not wearing clothes that were anything related to fashion. Well, you're not in a burlap bag. I think that she made it okay. And she served well, and she was classy, and, she was still all the other things that her upbringing made her to be. But Coretta Scott King makes the list at number six.
Well, I have to say, the only thing I would add to that is that it reminds me of the Michelle Obama thing where, of course, Michelle Obama, much more fashion conscious in her approach to being first lady than I believe maybe as a conscious-minded Coretta Scott King. But I have to say, when I, because of this, I just quickly did some Googling. I see she's just looking. You never saw a bad picture of her or not being, as they say, together. So I have to say, I can see her as a fashionista on your list, Mary. Great job. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome job.
And I
got to
say one more thing about
that high, but good job.
I got to say one more thing about Coretta Scott King. She also, toward the end of her days, had moved out of the United States. She was in Mexico when she passed in 2006. So,
wow.
But she lived well, and she did her thing her way. Fashionistas rock.
Mexico was just amazing to the African Americans in this country early on, protecting folks with the folks who were freed and from slavery and all of that. So great. I just love it. Great job, Mary Reed Johnson. Great job.
Thank you. And next of all is a singer. And she was born in Philadelphia, born and raised, right? And she had a movie, or I'm sure multiple movies. One of them was recently released. You have it? You have it?
No, from Born in Philly, my home, and
okay,
I don't know this. And she had a movie that was released. So she's an actress.
She is a singer, but there are people who like her story or shared her story.
I think we just literally broadcast her old groupmate, assistant was on our show. So I'm going to guess that you're talking about, and also I've interviewed her daughter. So I'm going to guess that this is not Tracy. I'm going to guess that you're talking about the one and only dream girl herself, the original dream girl, Diana Ross.
No. But, you know, I didn't realize they did have those similarities.
Except,
remember, Diana was born in Detroit. Diana was in Detroit.
Oh, Mary, you got me good. I have to say, you see fans of the show? You might know better than me. So, Mary, who in the world could you be talking about?
I got to give you one more clue. It's because
okay, go right ahead.
She had an instance where she was using a hot comb and it burned her hair, and so she put a flower.
Okay, you're not talking about Madam Walker.
No. Oh, that's a good one too. But no. This is in my number five slot is Billie Holiday and her gardenia.
Oh, Mary, you gotta give. Oh boy, you're clued up. Well, she is a singer.
Mm-hmm.
She is a singer, and boy, did she light the world up with that very, very controversial song of hers. I think that's what really has sealed her lifelong legacy, especially amongst folks in our community and otherwise. But, I can see, but was she so much known for her fashion choices? I don't remember reading about that.
Absolutely.
And I guess
oh, my goodness. Her silver gowns, her gardenias, her...
Oh, the gardenia.
She also was a lipstick lady.
Yes, I love that, because the gardenia meant that was her own signature style. And I love that. Because that is a part of being, you know, having those kind of legacies is something that you've done that becomes your thing, if you will. And it gets no better than that. That's what we know and think about when we think of her pictures. So, but her fashion, I could see that she would have made the list. And as you pointed out at the top of this segment, is that, you know, most of these women are known for doing so many other things. And they were still fashionistas on top of that. And that is what
exactly.
I find incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yes.
So good job.
We are.
I wouldn't have thought about her as first being one of the top 10. per se on my list, but I'm glad she's on yours.
All right. I have a saucy one for you. This one has a twin. Right?
A twin.
And a twin. And let's see. She was born in St. Catherine, Jamaica in 1948. So that makes her 73 now, but she's still an icon. She also did a couple of movies and countless covers of magazines. So she is a model with a twin. Any ideas?
Okay. Well, Naomi would be too young for that. And we already mentioned Beverly Johnson was born in the States. The only other black model, and it's not B. Smith,
do you remember the movie Boomerang?
With
Strangey.
Oh, hold it. Not Iman. The one and only Miss Iman.
Who's left? No, I get them mixed up all the time. But this other, the other one.
Beverly?
Nope. Grace Jones.
Grace Jones. Oh, but you know
what?
She was a singer. Uh-huh. See, that also, I think if we heard singer, I would have guessed that. Well, first of all, let me just say that, and I have a story about her, by the way. I would have never guessed that's who you're talking about, but let me say this. First, Grace Jones was an she's still out there and looks amazing, by the way. But she was an incredibly mm-hmm. successful singer with
mm-hmm.
Great hits like Pull Up to the Bumper Baby and so many other songs.
Yeah,
but,
she had some good stuff in the 70s.
Yeah, she had some great songs. Now, I remember when I was working in the airlines, okay, this is going back a bit. But I remember literally working in the office at one of the major airlines, and I remember she came to the Lost and Found, which is right where I was working at that time, at that particular airline at the airport, at Newark Airport, by the way. And she flew in with her brother, she told me. She came to the counter. Next thing I know, she walked behind the counter, which we didn't usually have. customers or flight passengers come in behind the counter, but she did. She came right into our break room and sat down and had her legs stretched out, and her brother was with her, and she had her luggage and stuff, and she sat for a couple minutes literally at the table and chatted with the employees at the airline. And I was right there. My desk was only a few feet from her. And so so all the my coworkers, my colleagues, mostly were not black. So they understood how important that moment was for me. So they're like, why don't you walk Miss Jones to her car? And that's what I did.
Aww.
I helped to gather her luggage, and I walked her along with her brother. She said it was her brother.
Aww.
I don't know. To her limo that was waiting at curbside. And I said to myself, how awesome is that? So I just said, you know, just some pleasantries. And that was the end of that. A few feet from the counter was the curb, and that was the end of that. But she didn't offer a tip. So
she thought her brother took care of that.
No,
that was his job, but he didn't do it.
That possibly. And there were no cameras back in those days, like cell phones or anything like that, so that I can recall. So I missed an opportunity to capture that forever. But you know what? The memory has always stayed with me. And whenever I see or even think of Grace Jones, I remember that moment that we had. And just
Isn't that one of the like Maya Angelou sayings or something like that, where people might forget what you did, or they might
forget
what you said, but they never forget the way that you made them feel.
Exactly. And that is what I carry that. I didn't realize it was Maya Angelou. Thank you for that, Mary Reed Johnson. I I really carry that with me every day that I do this broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my endeavor to have a shared experience that's memorable. So we speak from the heart. I don't have a lot of, you know, prepared, you know, things of that nature. We do our show, but largely it's about, you know, having that feeling each morning that we get up. There should be some,
yes.
I think there's
well,
a
your
big
life
fantasy.
Is your testimony. Yeah, your life
Thank
is your
you.
Testimony, Carrie. So it is a beautiful thing. And you know,
Thank
like
you.
Half the planet. So that's also helpful.
This is true. And what's so funny, Mary, is that on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we love it. And we get that opportunity from, you know, 6 to 9. We love it. We love being able to share, waking up together every day and mixing it up. And so this is great. I love the countdown. So, folks, I better just remind everybody, Mary, because I'm sure we've had some folks to just join in or so and may not realize, but you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and this is a very, very special, special broadcast. We brought in the one and only Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead Heart to kind of help us to navigate this incredible list of fashionistas. It's a top 10 list. Folks, and let me tell you something, Mary's got some surprises. So you guys, I can't believe some of the amazing names. So we're going to give a recount. We're going to go over a few of them, a rehash in just a couple minutes. But Mary, let me ask you again. So who is next on the list?
Well, this one is going to be, you were saying this name earlier. So I had to make sure that we talked about her in depth. But if you know the name of designers like Versace or Calvin Klein or Donna Karen or Yves Saint Laurent, she was noted for working with them. And she was married at one point to a very fashionable singer in his own right. She's from Mogadishu, Somalia. Still need a clue?
Well,
I'm going to give you.
No, I think I got
fashion
it.
Model. Fashion model.
I got it. There's only one.
Who?
And I do mean only one. The incredible, beautiful, accomplished, sophisticated, and again, one word name, Iman. That's who you're
exactly.
talking about.
Exactly. Yay.
Ding,
I was
ding,
like,
ding
and I get
me.
Her mixed up. Yes. Ding, 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 ding. I get her mixed up sometimes with a couple of other people who are on our list, but it's just the class, extra class kind of thing, I think. But, yes,
Absolutely.
Iman, a Somali fashion model, definitely made the list.
Yeah.
We've only got
and
two more carry, though.
Well, this is what I say about Iman. And she absolutely deserves to be high on your list. So I love where, you know, her position is because she's incredible. Not only, of course, breaking down barriers, similar to some of the others, but also the class and sophistication. And, of course, she was
mm-hmm.
married until his the incredible David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
You
got
to be cool to be married to David Bowie. So we absolutely love Iman. She made it possible for folks like Naomi and Tyra and all of these people to come up after her. So we
mm-hmm.
We just support and she's still, like I said, going strong. She has her own makeup line out there, and she's been just doing it up, and she's just a sophisticated lady. And we just love you. We love you. We love you. Iman, call me. All right, Mary.
Right?
I'm loving her. Yes.
Awesome. I'm going to give you number two, and then we'll maybe take a break or something before number one. I'll just make you
well,
just love
you
me.
Have at number two?
Wouldn't you like to know? Think 70s
All
glam.
Right.
Think everybody who a lot of people. Imitator. I won't say everybody on the planet, but some of our biggest names today are just like carbon copies or try to be of different slices of her life. And see, she was born in Detroit, Michigan. She was born in 1944, just a little skinny girl who wanted to sing, met some folks. She had some dreams.
Hmm.
Any ideas yet?
I'm going to guess that she met one of the folks that we just recently focused on right here, named Mary Wilson, another famous Mary. We're talking about Mary Wilson from the Supremes, who was great friends with the incredible, still very much alive and just a wonderful fashionista. We're talking about the one and only Miss Diana Ross.
Ding, 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 ding.
Awesome.
Yes.
I knew she would be on your list. And I should have, because I earlier guessed Diana Ross incorrectly, because and that was way too high on your list for Diana's position. Diana is a trailblazer. And for me, as I mentioned earlier, for you guys who are eagle-eared, Diana, I never met Diana Ross, but her daughter Rhonda, actually is Berry Gordy and Diana Ross's daughter. I did have an opportunity to interview Rhonda. And so, and this was a while ago, because I remember at the time, it was kind of still unspoken. It was like a secret that Berry Gordy was Rhonda's dad. That was not talked about at that time when I interviewed Rhonda, who was engaged. And the whole reason that I interviewed Rhonda is that her fiance at that time was, I think it was Rodney Kendrick or Kendrick, something like that. I remember. And I don't know if they got married, don't know if they stayed married, don't know. I'm going to have to Google it after this show. But I remember that she was so sweet and incredibly nice and was kind to do my show at that time. And I think the show was Center Stage. I don't think it was actually the Hair Radio Show, but it was a program I produced that connected, almost like Hair Radio, connected established artists with newcomers, and she was kind enough to give us an interview for that to promote her husband, fiance. So that's my connection. I don't think I have any other connections other than the recent interview that we had with Nicholas, who was Diana's groupmate or bandmate, Mary Wilson from the Supreme.
Wow.
So he was Mary's assistant, and we had a chance to ask Nicholas, did Mary ever mention Diana Ross's name to him? You'll have to listen to our interview with Nicholas to find out what his answer is to that question. All right, so did I do well with that, Mary?
You have done amazing.
You
came back. You brought it. You have been doing an amazing job, I got to say.
Well, listen, well, you're very kind, Mary. So that's number one. So listen, folks, just to kind of cover this a little bit, I have to say, first of all, it is my honor. It really is. I'm Carrie Hines, and to have just somebody who we can always call on to help us with these amazing, great stories and countdowns. It adds so much to the flavor of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we just love having Mary Reed Johnson around. And we're grateful that you drop by and do some of these things with us, Mary. But we borrow you. We borrow Mary. Mary runs Hair Head Heart. And I just love it. Mary, fill everybody in on Hair Head Heart before we get to number one.
Okay, well, Hair Head Heart, I think, represents everything that I find valuable, and I think everything is connected to the hair, the head, or the heart. So I consult, I offer services, and I teach things related to those topics. And so I thank you for being here. It's always fun.
Wow. Well, that's Hair Head Heart. Mary Reed Johnson, thank you so much for that. Now, as Casey would say, On to number one. But before I say that, Mary, I do have to ask you, is there anybody that you would consider to add to the countdown as an honorable mention? I've got one I'd like to add.
Add who? Who?
Okay, as an honorable mention, I love everybody on your list. But as an honorable mention, if I could speak, I've got to tip my hat to the one and only Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yes.
It's just
you know,
she had her own flair and
she definitely did. She definitely did. And
really?
And I'm going to let her be an honorable mention.
And what about Tina? She deserves a little bit of an honorable mention too.
Oh, I definitely would say Tina. But you know that we are such an amazing group of humans that, again, we could have thousands of people on this list, and rightfully so. And most of them could be number one. But we just had
it.
To choose. Just had to
well,
choose.
Well, you did a great
but,
job.
Yes,
you
Tina Turner did some things. I don't know
I
how many movies I've seen where they...
Well, listen, I don't know who you have at number one, but I take it it's not Aretha or Tina. So, listen,
well, it's
Mary
not either
Lee
one of those,
Johnson.
With all due respect.
Okay. Well, who does Mary Reed Johnson have at the very, very top of the countdown for Fashionistas on today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show? Mary Reed
well,
Johnson,
I mentioned
take
this,
it away.
Yes, I mentioned this woman almost as much as I mentioned Minneapolis, but she looks like my mom, and so that's part of it. But she really
okay.
was,
well, who was
an amazing American actress, and her career went over like seven, almost eight decades. Right before she passed, she wrote a book, and she had a juicy nugget in there about her daughter. And for years, you know, who knew that she had a daughter? That's another discussion. But drum roll, please.
Okay. I'm still trying to
Cicely
think.
Tyson.
What are you talking about?
I have to give. I can't even let you guess. Cicely Tyson is bad. She's amazing. Oh.
The one and
she
only.
She was born in New York too.
Miss Jane Pittman is what comes to my mind.
Yes.
Among
well,
so many other roles.
Yes, she was that. She
wow.
had so
well,
many different roles over the years, but
she
always
did.
Played
yeah.
strong black women, and just. Yeah, she was everything.
Well, listen, she worked, and I have to say, we named Cicely Tyson, first of all, we named our virtual green room at the Hair Radio Morning Show after Cicely Tyson. We call it the Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Show Green Room. That's number one. But Cicely did
oh, wow.
so much. She worked all the way, just tirelessly, up until right
mm-hmm.
before she died. I think she even worked like right up to the end.
Wait, I saw her in an interview 2 days before she passed away.
Exactly. She was...
And she was 96,
I caught her
so.
On the Talk TV show myself right before she died. Kind of like a
mm-hmm.
Betty White-ish. They were cut from that special cloth that
right?
that you just, you know, was that strong stock. And I remember one time I saw Cicely was at an awards show. And they were so, you know, all these younger actresses and actors and everybody was saying how they adored Cicely. And she was there and just, you know, she was taking it all in. When she got a chance to get to the mic, she said, listen, because they said to her, Cicely, you know, we stand on your shoulders. And Miss Tyson
mm-hmm.
said, get down. There's work to be done. I
oh,
will never
I love
forget
it.
That. I mean, I don't dare
wow.
even give her the way she said it. She's like, well, get off, you know, and get,
wow.
get to work. you know,
that's
my God's moment.
See,
exactly. You know, she gave it to them, and you had to give her credit for that.
Right. I mean, she didn't have to do a big chop or anything. She already had the hair, different things going, which
no,
she felt
she,
like, when she felt like. She stayed
and,
strong.
And I so
she didn't.
Loved it.
Oh.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. She didn't have to do the big chop.
No, I could just go on forever, so please stop me.
Well, no, this is all I was – actually, I appreciate you saying that because I was going to comment about her natural hair. You got to understand that she led the charge as far as I'm concerned, especially with cornrows being out there and being in public and being in, you know, featured on different magazine covers and – her black culture, she just wore it just proudly, and we love her for that. We absolutely, we treasure Cicely Tyson, and I don't think I'll ever forget anybody.
Yeah.
I think that she was remarkable and in her own, deserved credit.
She did. She brought life to her life to us. She did it all. I mean, she, you know, natural wigs, whatever she felt like, that's what she wore. I have never seen any person wear a blanket or a, you know, like upholstery like she did. I mean, she made it work. And just classy and funny and kind. I just love her.
Well, Mary, the only other person I would have to say that we have to give an honorable mention to along the line of all of these incredible women, of course, the late Diane Carroll. And she as well deserves an honorable mention for her contribution to Black culture and fashion. And style.
Yes.
So
I gotta
thank
give
you.
It.
Yes, indeed. Outstanding. Well, folks, listen, Mary, I want to say big thank you to all of the research and that incredible, I don't know what to call it, but just I love everybody from 10 to number 1. Can you just give everybody a quick listing or countdown, so folks who came a little bit late, just from 10 to number 1, and then we're going to send you guys off. Okay. Please.
All right. On our list today, number 10 was Rihanna, and we won't go into why and what, but 10 was Rihanna, number 9, Michelle Obama, number 8, Josephine Baker, number 7, Beverly Johnson, number 10, Coretta Scott King, number 5, Billie Holiday. Number 4, Grace Jones. 3, Iman. 2, Diana Ross.
At
number one on our list was Cicely Tyson, but there are many more that definitely deserve honorable mentions.
I agree. Well, we are just so grateful, and we can't wait to get back to the next time with Ms. Mary Reed Johnson on your next contribution to the Hair Radio Show. So I want to thank you again for outstanding work. Great job. As always, you knock it out of the box.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones-Vaughn of Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we are live this morning. It's Friday, May 20th of 2022. It's our show number 717. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines, and I hope you've been enjoying. We are kicking off the top of the mid-hour, the second hour of our program. You guys know we're on from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. That's Monday through Friday right here through Block Talk and throughout our partner program networks and all that wonderful good stuff. So listen, we are wrapping up this week. We're literally wrapping up the month of broadcasts. So we're going to talk about all of that and coffee tea conversations coming up at about 7:30. And then 8 o'clock, we're going to look at some relationship talk. So lots to get to on this Friday morning. We've been playing some real classic songs. I had to go back and search You know, these were some really, really classic songs. But we're going to move things ahead. I have a couple of things, a couple of music treats for you guys coming up as well. Let me bring to the line, first, my amazing new co-star who has recently come on board, and we're so happy. She's been with us for a while, though, in a different capacity. It's my great honor to welcome the one, let me just say this, from Water Valley, Mississippi. We're talking about Nicole Marie this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It is just moving along, and we are so happy to make sure and welcome all our amazing fans to the show. So how are you doing down there
welcome
today?
Welcome to the second hour of the show. I'm
doing
great, Carrie. I'm great.
Awesome.
It's 72 degrees and a little cloudy this morning, but
okay.
It's great.
All
great
right.
Morning.
Awesome. Well, up here in New York, and I'm so glad you said it, because up here, we're finally starting to crack the warmer weather. We're building up to, I'm in Brooklyn, New York, as you folks out there know, and Nicole Marie, like I said, she's in Water Valley, Mississippi. So the South, you guys are always expected to be a tad warmer, but here, tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be about 91. So that's finally hit the 90 mark. That's big for us in New York City.
All right.
And so,
all right.
Yeah,
that's
I'm real
great.
Happy about that. Yeah. So listen.
Well, the heat here in the South is different as well.
Yeah.
When it's 90 it's 90. Yes.
Yes. You feel every degree of that.
Yes.
Well, listen.
Definitely.
Speaking of the heat, we're going to be bringing it in just a moment or two. We have some hot talk coming up at 8 o'clock, as I just mentioned, the third hour, if you're in the central time zone, that's 7. So we're talking about relationships. We started talking about this yesterday at the top of the show. Well, actually, I have to say, I think it was a little late in the broadcast which we never really do. I've never really done that, which is wait
hot
until.
Topic,
yeah, well, it's. This is a scorching hot topic. This is not just a hot topic. It's a scorching hot topic.
We could go on and on talking about
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. Because there are so many different dynamics to relationships. And so, and I want to go through all of them. I really do. And I have my own journey to talk about, and I can't wait to hear your journey with your friends and see also what some of the folks who are going to be joining us in just a bit have to say. I really want to talk about friendships, good and bad, and relationships that started great and went south. And some that started south and went north. That doesn't happen
went
all
north.
That much. But So, but we'll
but
talk about all of
they
that.
They definitely changed. All right. I'm looking
forward
to it.
Exactly. Me too. I really am. And a few announcements to get into this morning. And just so that you guys know, Otto will be with us in just a moment or two, kicking off coffee tea conversations with us right here on the air. We're going to get some, hopefully our panel will be tapping in and talking and joining us on Relationship Talk. I've got to say, first, let me just go back a little bit on the big shortage with the baby formula and all of that. They are really working on it. The president's going to try to fly in some from other countries, as we mentioned, and they are on top of it. Hopefully it will kind of, you know, lessen this awful issue and it'll disappear.
I definitely hope so.
Yeah.
I saw that he had various agencies use the Department of Defense commercial planes to go overseas to try and get more formula to get back on this on our retail shelves quickly.
Exactly. And it's
quickly,
needed.
Yes.
Now, do you know anybody with a little baby?
I do. I know several people. They're posting on Facebook. They're reaching out to anybody that they can. But yes, if they're
asking what are they saying?
If
like
they go
what?
Anywhere and are they, you know, if they're finding any formula, please just get whatever they can find. Because, I mean, they're desperate to get this formula in hand for their babies.
Yeah, as anyone would believe. Now, we have got to have, we used to have a lot more watchdog organizations, Nicole Marie. And these were, I remember when I lived in Los Angeles, you know, way back in the 90s. And I remember that there were all kinds of watchdog, like this little organizations that people set up to pay attention to things. And anything that popped off, they would alert everybody right away.
Right.
And I don't see as much of that. I think the internet has taken on that role, but in a bad way. If you're looking for silly memes and stuff like that and talking about folks and folks trying to hook up, if you know what I mean, then the internet is your go-to. And
you can
for
find
those
all
of folks,
that there.
You can find all that in droves. But when you're really looking for what the internet could do and be, I think we fall short. So, you know, like there was this thing that I just saw and I had posted it that said, I think it was something about keeping your relationships. It wasn't even relationships. It just said about keeping your personal business, off of social media. Let me see if I can find it for you because, I thought about this and I said, you know what? Maybe this could also be part of the relationship issue. It says, avoid posting your personal problems on social media. Your personal problems require personal solutions, not social attention. So
I agree with
that. Why? Tell us.
Well,
why do
it's
you
something
think so?
That is, because if something is private, that's dealing with your personal life, something that you're going through, everybody on social media doesn't need to know about it. That's something that you need to handle. You put it out there on social media, and then people get upset when it's commented on. People start talking about it, talking about that, and then you're mad because people are in your business. But you put your business out there. So
Don't do it, exactly. What comes to mind for me is Red Table Talk. I don't know about for you. I hate to say it like that, but the whole, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith and the kids and the mama and the boyfriend, the man on the side, the entanglements, way too much information. Do people still say TMI? Because this would qualify. I think that when you put it out there, you open up yourself for scrutiny, for folks to weigh in. And then you get mad when they weigh in.
When they do, yes.
Well, exactly.
But you
put it out there. And I just, you know, I think if they could go back in time, because I remember Will and Jada, and I knew that they were going to get to this. I knew it.
Right.
I knew it then. Because they came on the scene, and I think this was even before the kids were born, and they started just talking. Nobody asked them the question.
About and everything. They just put it out there.
And then with the kids, they were talking about how new they were, kind of reconstructing the parents' paradigm and coming up with all kinds of innovative ways, let the children make their own decisions kind of thing. And they're raising themselves. We're not following the traditions of normal parenting.
So many different things. Yes.
Exactly. Well, scan ahead, honey, and look where you've arrived. Scan.
Exactly.
This is why you have to do things in a certain way. You have to be about certain things in a certain way. And there's a reason that parents have to go through. So we're going to talk about relationships, all of that good stuff, in about a little over a half hour, about 8 o'clock this morning. So I can't wait to get to that convo morning with everybody. You know,
great,
so we're going to talk about, exactly. Well, family dynamics, friend dynamics, all of that kind of stuff we're delving into. So today would be somewhere in Mitchell, but we're moving it to the last hour, of course, so 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 a.m. Central Time Zone. We will be talking a little bit more about it this morning. And lots more to get to this morning, a few more announcements, Upscale Magazine. Don't forget, beautiful cover of the – it's
very
like a wedding
cover.
Couple, right, with white, all
oh,
white.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
so this is kind of like the
beautiful couple.
It is. Well, it's their matrimonial issue. So
yes.
This is what,
June and
yeah,
July.
All things about
yes.
weddings. I'm loving it because
yes.
this is really, really.
This is definitely the wedding
yeah.
season, Carrie. That, you know, that season extends from late spring through the early fall, but the wedding peaks
you know,
in June and September. So we're right
I'm
up
glad you
it
said
right
that.
Now.
Because, see, I really thought, honestly, I thought that like March or April was the wedding season. I didn't know it started then and went all the way to the fall. Folks get married
yes.
in the fall?
Late spring through the
I
fall.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Yeah. My husband and I we got married in October.
When? No. You got
yes,
to see, if you were up here in New York, that would have been snow on the ground, possibly. So
we actually
you really
got married
got
in Ohio,
you...
and it was
no,
still nice
you're
in October.
Kidding. Well, I
we
thought
did.
You had long left Ohio. Wow.
Well, I did, but when it was time to get
oh,
married,
okay.
I had to go back home.
Oh, okay.
Had to go back
folks,
home
we're just going
married.
All in Nicole Marie's business this morning. Talk about putting it on social media. We're just going to put it on out there. No, so you guys, okay, so you got married up there and then went on, okay, I'm loving
yes.
it, all right. And in October, but see, I always associate it. Yeah, see, that's kind of like a winter wedding. Is there such thing? I guess there is now.
Well, there is.
You know,
people do get married during the wintertime as well, over the holiday season, the New Year's.
Wow. And
people
you want to tie
you know,
it to something, right, so that you can remember it
right.
type of thing.
Right.
Okay. All right, I'm following. Okay, Nicole Marie. Listen, folks, if you've just tuned in, I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie. It is Friday, May 20th of 2022. It's our show number 717 and show number 717 as we count down towards the end of this broadcast month. As you guys know, we will be on a production break until the 31st, until the last day of the month, the day after Memorial Day of this year, 2022. So I want to make certain you are aware in this time away from our live three-hour show that we do each morning through Blog Talk, we want to remind you to visit us on our 24-hour, seven-day-a-week wonderful streaming platform at HAIRadio.com. While you're there, shop in our gift store, take a look around. Don't forget the we're going to talk about memberships and all that when we come back on the 31st. So I'm so, so excited and looking forward to this incredibly important production break. And we'll tell you what that means in just a bit in terms of what the production break is all about, you know, and what you guys can expect to hear right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show when we come back. So I'm kind
of
right. feeling it
lots
this
of
morning.
Good things
I think
coming.
Yeah, absolutely. There's some updates and some things I want to get to this morning. And want to kind of bring to the line, folks, and if you guys are out there tuned in right now, press 1 on your line if you would like to chat. We are opening up our call-in lines for everybody. Again, if you're listening online, you want to dial the 516 number and press 1 to get on our host chat queue. And we'll see if we can get folks on this morning to talk and weigh in on some of these subjects. I'm really want to kind of bring some folks on into the convo. First, let me get to our junior co-host right here on the program. You guys know Otto Automatic out of the South New Jersey area for you guys outside of the Northeast. Otto, you are in Hamilton, New Jersey. I always say it's closer to Trenton, but is it closer to Philly or is it closer to Trenton?
Trenton. It's right on the border.
Trenton.
Yes, beautiful community. in here and say Central Jersey, kind of sort of, they call
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
well, good morning to you, Otto. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Otto.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicole Marie. How are you? Kerry Hines.
Great.
How are you?
Oh, awesome.
Good, good. It's Friday. Always feel good on Fridays.
Happy Friday.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get any better than today. This is our last show of May. And we'll be, actually, technically, we've got one more on the 31st. more on May 31st, so we'll be back with that. We want to get into some coffee tea conversations this morning. I have a couple of quick announcements, though. I do want to say, taking a look at some of the pop culture things that are happening. And, of course, I want to just toss it to a salute to the incredible former First Lady. She passed away about the 19th or 20th, I think, somewhere back in 1994, talking about Jackie Lee Bouvier Kennedy Onassis. You guys remember she was, President Kennedy's wife. And to me, I have always felt a personal connection to this incredible clan out of Maine and all of that, and just up north, Massachusetts and all of that. In the Northeast, talking about the Kennedys, because, of course, just a big family. I always liked those shows and movies. They talked about the Kennedys. But what always jumped out for me with Jackie is that we have a connection. And you guys know this.
Oh, okay.
We had, yes. Well, one of our amazing friends in the industry actually was one of her stylists for when she would be in New York and come to New York, and he was on our show. We'll get his interview again up. Just an incredible connect, and she used to come in, and I ask him all kinds of questions. Well, did she get out of a limo? Did she drive up to the shop? Did she, you remember this, Otto?
Oh, that interview was with you and Kerry Hines, and that gentleman was awesome. Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, that was really, really nice. We'll get it for you guys on. He worked with everybody from Madonna to just all kind of super stars out there in the world of show business and all that kind of wonderful good stuff. And a very nice salon in Manhattan.
Yeah, he had a great location. He had a great location.
Yes, he did. Yeah, so we'll get him on again, and I have to bring him back to the show. Want to talk
He's
also
always intrigued by their lives and the things that they do. And
of course,
what do they do? So interesting.
We live the celebrities.
Yeah.
We do. We love them.
Inquiring minds want to know what's going on.
Inquiring minds want to know. You know, I just remember that commercial way back when. They used to have the one of the magazines. I don't remember which one it was. These are throw rag papers, so we're not going to give them so much credit. But I remember they used to have a commercial on TV, and it was so disrespectful, you know. And I remember this was a long time ago, long before all the real vitriol and the divisiveness started. But I remember they were talking about Marilyn Monroe, and they were like, "Is Marilyn crying murder from the grave?" And you would then hear a woman's voice, "Murder, murder." Like, it's so disrespectful. I don't know.
Wow.
But that's, well, I guess you sign up for that when you're a celebrity, right?
That's
speaking of celebrities, have you guys heard, we are looking for some baby names. I'm sending over to Rihanna. I don't think she's named the little one yet. So they just, I want to say congratulations to Rihanna.
Yes, congratulations.
And, and ASAP Rocky, because we are so proud. They have a little welcome little baby boy. Now, if you heard it for the sharp ear listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show day, you heard in Mary's countdown of our top fashionistas at number 10 was guess who?
Rihanna.
Okay, so, and ironically, ironically, when we went to when we recorded that piece that ran this morning, she was, of course, still expecting, and we literally had talked it into the universe that the baby was out there. So it's really ironic. It really was. I said, "Oh, okay, we are really fortuitous here on this show. We can see just so much." And I thought that was really interesting. Yeah, so
it was. But Gary, let me just say, I really enjoyed listening to that countdown this morning by Mary Reed Johnson.
Oh,
ooh, I was on the edge of my seat.
What was it that you liked?
You see, well, I love the list. I think there were some great people that were on the list. I was surprised by a couple of them. And just like you, I thought Michelle Obama should have been higher on that list.
Oh, okay, well, you know what? That's a good point. Who were some of the other folks? Let's run them down to the people.
I
remember there was Diana Ross on the list.
Josephine Baker.
Yeah, Beverly Johnson, Coretta Scott King. Well, that was a surprise.
Yes.
The Coretta Scott King was a surprise to me. But my funniest thing, I'm listening with all the fans out there to the show and all of you guys and tuned in to the countdown this morning. And every time I run that piece and we play that countdown with Mary on the Fashionistas, I crack up because there was one point on there. I don't know if it was number 4, 5, or 6, but there was one point when Mary is trying to get me to guess, and she says the singer is from Philadelphia, which I didn't even know she was from Philadelphia, the artist. And, you know, because I don't know in advance. I don't get a list like when we do all the shows with Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart,
right,
who was our guest contributor, guest announcer and type stuff. And so I'm just a guessing my heart out. And I do this big setup. I do this big even when I hear it, I could be walking around here in the studio and I'm listening to the show permeate the building. And I'm hearing it, and Mary's like, you know, so she's like, "Well, Carrie, can you guess who it is? She's from Philadelphia. She's been in entertainment. She's this and that." And I go through, "Oh, yes. I've interviewed her daughter. I've known them for, you know, of them for years. We've played their stuff, this, and we've done that." And then I say, "Diana Ross." And she's like, "No." It was so embarrassing. It was hard to come back from that. I will never forget that moment. So that, you know, it was really, really good. We'll have to get Mary to do some more countdowns along with us. We're going to
be doing
some countdowns.
But,
right?
But Carrie, I was in total agreement with number one, with Mrs. Cicely Tyson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely in agreement with that.
Yeah, the late Cicely Tyson. She was a true trailblazer. And I, you know, when I listen to these along with everybody else every day, and when I heard, you know, Mary Reed Johnson speak of Cicely and some of the others on the list as well, if not all, and I thought about, I said, well, they're not traditionally in the sense of fashion that I would so much think of.
Right.
But maybe fashion represents the beauty that is not just in what their clothing choices, you know, were, but also in their commitment to community and commitment to
the
outside of it. So that is where I saw. I said, so her countdown really could have been a lot more about just incredibly extraordinarily successful women.
Women.
Exactly. And so the only name, she missed one name. Do you guys know the one name she missed on that and didn't even get an, what do we call, an honorary mention, but you're getting an honorary mention today. Take a guess. Okay, well, how about if I let you guys out of your pain there? The one that I am adding to this list is Nicole Marie.
Oh,
is that not nice?
Nice.
Thank you, Carrie.
Was that not smooth? Well,
yeah.
You,
smooth.
If
I
you
like
look
that.
At, well, if you look at the way Mary assembled her list, she's looking at someone who is involved in community, and you exemplify that, especially on our broadcast, Nicole Marie.
Oh, thank
so really,
you
so really
much.
Good stuff. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I'm
thank
real
you.
Pleased about that. And I'll tell you what, we need to take a little bit. We've been playing some classic songs this morning. We started off. I hit the wrong button, but I would love Tyler Collins. And she came on with Girls Night Out. It was like, I mean, this goes back. I'm not even going to count how many years. I was like, okay, this is nice. You guys have to Google Girls Night Out, you know, on YouTube or whatever, by Tyler Collins. And she's a beautiful lady,
okay.
Very attractive lady out there singing a song. But what I wanted to get on, I couldn't get to it fast enough, was Lizzo with one of her big hit records. You guys know I'm a big fan of Lizzo. Get some Dua Lipa
right.
on also for the kids these days as well. And but first, we'll take, like I said, we'll take a little bit of a little tiny music break. When we come back, I'm going to see if I can catch up with your boss over at Vet Talk Radio Show, Nicole Marie.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about Michael Hopkins. We'll see if we can catch up with Michael. It's been a couple of days since we have had him
Michael.
On. We've been missing Michael. Let's catch up with him and see what's new. So we'll get
great.
On, you know what, let's get some Lizzo on. No, I believe she can wake us all up. And,
Curry Hines.
Yeah, yes, automatic.
Yes, sir. Could I like to give a shout-out, if it's possible?
Oh, thank you. Oh, who?
Yeah.
I thought you were, who? Not me. You're shouting out somebody else. Okay, who are you shouting out to,
Otto? Okay, thank you, Curry. I'd like to give a big shout-out to a wonderful young hairstylist that I go to. We bonded over her pleasant approach to hair care and styling. I'm speaking about Maritza Perez. You can find her
Well, we're not giving out streets and all that kind of stuff, but what city and state is she in?
Right here in Hamilton, at Salon Techniques. And you can find her on Instagram, Styled by Maritza.
Yeah.
M-A-R-I-T-Z-A. Thank you, Gary.
Okay, very good. You got it. All right, let's get on our music break, and we'll be back with a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are on borrowed time today because we're counting down for the month, literally. And also, we'll be taking a look back at some of the biggest stories that we covered this month, as well as some of the shows that we aired. We started May with show number 706 back on Tuesday, May 3rd. And we will be wrapping up today at show number 717 on this May 20th of 2022. So we will be looking back. Lots to get to this morning. Okay, so we said, here she is. You guys love her. She's got a new boyfriend or man friend or whatever you want to call it. I'm so happy for her, and we love Lizzo. Here is her big hit.
I do my hair, talk, check my neck. Baby, how you feeling? Hair, talk, check my neck. Baby, how you feeling? Ooh, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yeah, Lord. Trying to get some new shit in there. Swimwear, going to the pool sheet. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. You have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Baby, how you feeling?
we're back live right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, it's Friday, May 20th of 2022. I'm so thrilled to be with you guys. We're just happy to be rolling along. And been doing some good stuff here this morning. I'm Kerry Hines again. Let me bring everybody back on in to the convo this morning. So we were going to get Michael Hopkins into the convo. Let's do that. First, Nicole Marie. I know you guys know them. They've been just a big part of our recent times here on the broadcast. Guys, we're moving into the third hour soon. Let me just get Michael. Are you there in beautiful Spotsylvania?
How did you ever get
the VPR, the Vet Talk Radio Show, the incomparable, irrepressible Michael? Michael Hopkins, good morning, and welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show on this Friday wrap-up.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole, and morning to Kerry Hines of the Hair Radio Network. Right.
Yeah, we're coming along. We are coming along. It's been quite a journey this month. It really has. And for us, yeah, like I was telling everybody, Michael Hopkins, we're taking a little bit of a production break. We'll talk a little bit about that in the next hour, you know, and what we'll be doing and how all of that will come. And we want to keep you guys engaged in what's happening. I'm looking forward to it because a lot of this will be bringing new content. And so we'll talk about that in just a bit. I look back and I look forward. So all that's coming up in the last hour today. But we're going to kick off that hour all about relationships. So you've been listening, Michael Hopkins, Vet Talk Radio Show host. What about you in relationships? I've known Michael for a while now, and I'd like to say, you know, I know that you have some great friends. Every time I chat with Michael outside of the three-hour broadcast, Michael Hopkins is always talking about his friendship with his amazing veteran friends. So are those, I was about to ask you, Michael, are those the most important friends that, you know, of your life? Or do you have, you know, who would you characterize as your most important friend besides Kerry Hines? Okay, besides me. I'm pulling myself
so
out of that. I know you got other friends closer.
Well, you know, Kerry, yeah, it has to be the veterans because I can relate to veterans a lot of times, a whole lot better than civilians. I really can.
Why
because
is that,
I've done the thing.
Tell us why.
Well, a lot of times when you're a veteran, it doesn't matter what branch you were in, what era you went in. We all kind of form this bond as service members. Because a lot of us have gone through the same things, a lot of us have done the same things, and we just formed this bond, and it's like an unbreakable bond. And I mean, I've met guys, Korean War veterans, they old enough to be my father, but they thank me for my service. Same thing, Vietnam era veterans. Then we got the younger guys that are behind us. That the last 30 years, a lot of them are now veterans. And I served when I was in the military. Like I said, I did all three, active duty, guard, and reserves from 1982 to 2003. So the era that I served in, as they called it, it was the Cold War era of being in the military.
Right.
But it was a transitional era, too.
True.
And by it being a transitional era, you when I went in, we still had Vietnam vets. These guys, because Vietnam in 82, you figure Vietnam ended in 75. So Vietnam was still fresh in the hearts and the minds of the American public. And when I grew up in that era of Vietnam. A lot of the guys that were older than me, they went to Vietnam. They came back from Vietnam. And you could tell it was a difference in their lives. You just couldn't tell
but
as
Michael,
a young kid.
My question to you was the bonds and the friendships. So you guys forged really special bonds through your work. I mean, you know being a part in the military, and that kind of is that. Well, my question is, did that spread out after, you know, when you guys left the military and, you know, were the veterans?
Oh,
did
those
bonds continue?
Yeah, Karen, it never goes away. It never goes away. I guess that's kind of why I was saying what I was saying. It never goes away. I have guys that I was in the military with 40 years ago. And because of social media now, I've caught up with those guys. Yeah, it's been 35, 40 years since I've seen a lot of them. Some of them, I've actually called them and talked to them. And it's as if we're still in, like, the military. And it's a beautiful thing. We're all older, and our lives sort of pattern each other. We're all older, late 50s, 60s. The grandchildren.
Michael, why must you always call out numbers of age? My gosh, Michael, you can always go to Michael to remind us of that we're getting close to 100.
All the time. I'm just kind of, you know, Carrie, I'm kind of proud.
No,
I really am.
Course,
I'm kind of.
And we know that. We're
yeah. And I know it's funny.
We're
just teasing, Michael.
Yeah, and the funny thing about
my
wife is always saying the same thing. You know, why
do
you do that? I'm like, you know, honey, I'm kind of proud here, man. You know,
yeah, of course.
And you should be.
And we are proud of you. We are proud of you.
Dinosaurs have feelings. Right, Michael?
Wow.
Yeah,
dinosaurs have feelings.
Point there, though. But it's so beautiful. But you know, Carrie, guys, it is so beautiful to have been a part of that machine. You know, sometimes we cry and complain about it, but overall, it is so beautiful to be a part of that machine. And as if what happens when you get out of basic training and you finish up your tour, some people do 20, 10, 5, you've been a part of something that no one can take it away from you.
Well, listen,
and that's the
going to move all of your fans. We're going to remind everybody that the Vet Talk Radio Show, by the way, will be on the next episode, the next live three-hour episode, the next live Vet Talk Radio Show.
Wow.
Will be on at 8:30. I know you're waiting for that one, Michael Hopkins.
That's one heck of a show.
One day.
3 hours special.
Well, you know what? You've produced enough shows to do so.
Exactly.
You're coming up on show numbers 37, 38, 39, 40, 41. So lots of shows will – you can see the listing right with your own eyes, folks out there, when you go to our website at www.hairadio.com. Go to the Vet Talk Radio Show tab. They've got their own tab. You guys – I think you're the only show that we produce on the network that has their own tab and hairradio.com. So that's really
wonderful.
Quite an achievement. So, and right now, if you go there during any time during these next few weeks, it's all updated. So it tells you what shows are coming on, when they're coming on, and what they're all about. So you got everything right there at your fingertips.
Right at your fingertips.
At hairradio.com.
Yeah.
So real happy about that. Speaking of Michael's show, the Vet Talk Radio Show, you guys know Nicole Marie, our Nicole Marie. We've taken her over, Michael Hopkins. But she's still over there with you guys at the Vet Talk Show. And we're
of course.
Happy.
Can't leave my family.
Well, no. They're all family, and we just appreciate and adore them all, every one of them.
Yeah.
I think I see one of your producers standing by. I'm going to see if we can get her on in just a moment or two. I want to talk a little bit more about, like, Michael got into a little bit about the relationships with some of his amazing vet buddies and all of that with their shared experiences. Sometimes it can be that you've bonded because of a job or something that you're going through that others in that same kind of situation have gone through. So I'm going to see if that's what Noor wants to weigh in on this morning because, like I said, Let's really get on a little commercial break. We'll get on some music stuff, and we will be back with a whole new Friday experience. And I'm hoping we can continue this tradition when we return towards the end of this month. So lots of good stuff to get to. I'm so so excited. Just stay with us.
Yeah, so exciting.
Right? This is really kind of it's a fun Friday. It's a fun Friday.
Right.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage. And moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. We're a business that's just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Bond of Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
We are back live. It is Friday morning, and we're talking about May 20th of 2022. It's our show number 717 on this morning, and we're just happy to be with you guys. It is about 7:56. We're going into, that's East Coast time, of course, out in Central Time Zone. We're coming up on 7, and we're just happy to have you guys with us. Speaking of different time zones and all of that, I want to just again thank all of our amazing fans from every corner of the planet for joining us on this show. It really, I cannot begin to tell you how important it is. You help to keep us going here and just stay strong throughout everything. I think having folks that you can rely on when you need to, that you can count on. And so that kind of, you know, leads us into our next conversation this morning, which we began to touch on yesterday towards the end of the broadcast about friendships. And I've always known that this would be a huge topic and discussion on our broadcast. But I knew that we had to tackle it. I really did. I've always known that we've had to tackle it because it just cuts right down to the very core of everything in our lives. And they help our friends. Now, and I also want to know, do we count family members as friends, as I mentioned yesterday? Do, you know, are you guys close? And I think, well, you know, we're going to ask some of these questions. And as I promised, we're going to bring to the line one of Michael's other producers. Okay, so we have two-thirds of his producers with us today. And we're going to have, her name is Noor, and she's out of Clarksville, Tennessee. We'll talk to her in just a bit as well. Let me bring back to the line Nicole Marie, my amazing co-host out of Water Valley, Mississippi. So it's
good
the
morning.
North South this morning. Good
yes.
morning again, Nicole Marie.
Good
Welcome
morning
to the third
hour. And happy Friday.
Yes.
Good morning to
yes,
all our
yes.
listeners.
Exactly. It's a great Friday. I'm loving it. It is moving along at a great speed.
Yes. Definitely
and
a fun Friday.
Yeah, for Friday, exactly. Now, do you have any big plans for the weekend?
I am just spending time with family. That when the weekend comes, that's what we do. We spend time together. So,
now, is it everybody?
No real
or
big
you...
plans.
No, okay.
No real big
and
plans.
Have,
whatever comes up, then we decide to do whatever the kids want to do. That's what we do.
Oh, what? Oh, hold on. Now, what about Mr. Luther? Does he get a vote in this, or is it just what the kids want? Uh-oh.
Well,
Nicole
he does,
Marie.
Too. Well, we have our own time, though. But weekend is family
okay.
time. So we kind of divide the time up because, you know, we have to have our own time as well. So.
Well, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So you, and this is something we're going to have to do a whole show about, and that is kind of like having a balance. You cannot be
right.
way over in one area and not enough in another. And that,
exactly.
to me, is what can mess up friendships and relationships and all of that. So, okay.
Right.
All right. I'm loving it. All right. Well, let's get Otto back into the convo this morning out of New Jersey, the south part of New Jersey. Well, he just okay. Otto, you just told us it's more central. That's Hamilton, New
yeah.
Jersey, out near Trenton, New Jersey. Okay, so in the Northeast.
Yeah.
All right,
yes.
And I'm here in Brooklyn because, folks, I forget to mention I'm in Brooklyn, New York, originally from Philadelphia, but I've been in Brooklyn for a couple decades now and just loving it. It's a great place. It reminds me a lot of Philly as well. Speaking of which, we're going to be taking, and when we come back at the end of the month on the 31st and beyond, we'll be taking everybody on listening tours with some highlights in our cities. Some of the favorite foods and some of the favorite places to go to. So we've got
nice.
A lot of new, fresh content coming up as we move along in the month of June. So we'll talk a little bit about all of that. Right now I want to bring to the line, you guys know Michael Hopkins. He joined us earlier. One of his producers on the show, along with Nicole Marie and Katrina, you guys were shouting her out as well, Noor Jahan. Noor is out of Clarksville. I always want to say Water Valley, Clarksville, Tennessee. Noor, good morning and welcome to the third hour of the show today. Hello.
Morning.
Good morning,
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning,
morning
and good morning.
Good morning,
okay,
Michael. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. I feel like it's always the Waltons on this show.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But that's good because that is true family, right? The way they made you feel like
exactly.
you were really a part of their family. Noor, you've been listening to the broadcast today, at least a little part of it, I think, there. So what do you want to say on this show? We've been talking about relationships. We've had a few stories. The big one, of course, the big news with Rihanna and ASAP. Rocky, they welcomed a baby boy. And did you have any comments about anything you've heard today on the Hair Radio Morning Show, live edition?
Sure. So she's looking for people to help her name her son. That's pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, do you have some names? I've got one in mind.
No, not really.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what type of name she's looking for, so, because, you know, yeah. I would go biblical if it was me, but I don't know what she's looking for.
Well, for some reason, I don't think that'll be the direction she is probably going to go in.
Yeah, exactly. I just get that kind of vibe.
Yeah. I think if your dad's name is ASAP, which means what, as soon as possible, you know, I think when I hear people say, get
well,
here
maybe
ASAP.
Maybe soon.
Well, that's
soon.
True. But to me, when I hear, like if I were walking around with the name ASAP, every time they said, you better do this ASAP, I would be turning around. I don't know. To me, your kid could be named FYI or, all those abbreviations. I don't know what to call it. But anyway, we wish them well. We love Rihanna, and, you know, and we really wish her well. So what about friendships, though? Noor, Michael, what about friendships? You guys are great friends on this through the Vet Talk Radio show and your wonderful producing of the program and Nicole Marie and Katrina. So what would you guys like to say about building and forging a business friendship for so doing it so well and for, you know, on this broadcast and through the show? Noor,
well,
Nicole Marie? Yeah, what do
you
guys
have to say? Okay.
Well, go ahead, so, y'all go sit down.
Sure.
Now, any other time, Noor can just go right on in.
Yeah, she'd be the first one
say,
diving in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
go ahead, Noor.
Not sticking her toes in the pool.
Can I talk? This is the radio show, the Hair Radio Morning Show. Go right ahead, Noor. We're happy to hear from you. What do you got to say?
Well, I want to say that, you know, the friendship that we have is so beautiful because, like we always say, we never really met each other, you know, in person. And so we met on social media. And so to me, a lot of people, you know, that I've known, like, over 20 years, real friends, you know, that I got to spend time with, I don't have that same type of relationship that I do with Michael and the Angels. And that's kind of surprising because you think that people you've actually spent real time with and in their presence, that they would have a bigger bond. But it's because of the way that we mesh together so well and what we came from, you know, that brought us together, it's what really makes our bond so much stronger. Because we've been through thick and thin in all the ups and downs and the stuff that we've, you know, gone through in this past year. You know, I think it's a year. Yeah, we're in May. So, we've reached our year now of being friends, you know. And so I don't think you have to really be blood related or somebody that you, you know, really personally knew to call them a friend. Like Nicole said yesterday, it was, you know, there's difference between friends and acquaintances. And so when I look at it, that's what I feel like I have a lot of acquaintances with the people that I actually know. And that, to me, it bothers me because it's like, well, were they really my friend or were they just my friend because of what they can get from me? Or, you know, when I'm doing something different than what they're doing and then now it's like they don't know me, you know, my phone don't go off with their phone calling me no more. It's like, where did they go? You know, but sometimes God removes people out of our lives, too, so I don't worry about it.
Exactly. Wow, that was very profound, very profound. Let me just say, I love what you had to say, Noor, all of it, and I'm here for it. One of the things that I want to tell you, you asked the question, where did they go? And that, to me, if this whole topic about relationships and friendships, if there is a subtitle, that is what it would be. Where did they go? And I'll tell you where they went. Okay, first of all, they were never there. That's number one. So they really didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Number two is that as we all grow and getting a little older, This is certainly Michael's favorite topic about age and calling out numbers and all that. But as we start to, you know, get along in life, naturally, this is the thing that I learned a while ago, and that is that most folks, we think that our lives are all intersecting, that they're crisscrossing, mm-hmm. and they are not. They are parallel. We are all on mm-hmm. different journeys. That's number one.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
We're all on mm-hmm. different journeys. We're just side by. We look at us more like we're in a race. You know, we're all side by side. We're not competing, and we definitely don't mm-hmm. compare. If you learn one thing from me ever on this show, do not compare your life to anybody else. Period.
Mm-hmm.
That is the core of a lot of dissension in relationships and friendships, period.
Right.
I learned
mm-hmm.
that when I was a kid. Yeah. Do not compare
Everybody's trying
yourself.
To compete. Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Take yourself out of that. I don't compete with, and I have my so-called associates, like you were saying, friends, associates type thing, Noor Jahan. I have those kind of people, and I've had to tell one or two of them in recent times. I said, listen, I don't compete with my so-called friends. And that's what I say to them directly. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very straightforward. It's as if I'm on the radio show 24 hours a day because I say it exactly how I feel. And I tell them, I say, listen, if you are my so-called friend, I do not compete with you. If I got to compete with you, we won't be talking.
Exactly.
There won't be you're X'd out right away.
You should be helping
now,
each other.
Now, if you feel that you want to compete with me, that's your business.
Exactly.
That's your business.
Yeah.
But you will not be doing it as a part of my life.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
so I do not. And now I'll tell you something. I've had folks that I've had to say that to over and over, and they keep, you know, it's like you, I don't know, it's like no matter, have you ever had those so-called associates that you've tried to X mm-hmm. out and you keep forgiving them, giving them up, and they just, their behavior doesn't change. And, mm-hmm. but I think it says more about you than it does them. Maybe it's not their behavior mm-hmm. that needs to change. It's yours. And so I don't know. I don't know what to say. Otto, what about you? You're awfully quiet. I know you talked about, you said you didn't have that many friends yesterday, but but you do. But you do. You got a lot of fans. So now you've traded in your friends for fans.
Oh, yeah.
On the Air Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely.
So talk to us about that, Otto.
Yeah, I was just listening and learning. I was hearing it. It's good. It's great. I think what you just said, it sometimes separation, you know, leads to elevation. You know, I gave up. I gave up the crowd, and I gained this family on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm the better off. You know, sometimes you don't. You don't lose people. You know what I mean? You move on and you find you know, a better world that you know, with different crowds. My life has changed over the years from, you know, going after work as a young man to the bar, and that's a crowd. Got away from that, had kids and a family. That was a different, you know, neighbors and getting hobbies, soccer games, meeting that crowd. So I don't, you know, if you can find and keep a friend through all the changes, that's great, but I don't seem to have done that. And, but I still believe, you know, a lot of the times with women or the relationship, marriages or friends, it's probably that God hears the conversations you don't, you know, and that's why you're not together anymore, you know. So it's for the best at point, you know what I mean? And maybe they were holding you back, you know, and you hold on and you try to keep it going. It's toxic. And because you're just used to it, one-itis, you know, you just don't know if there's, you know, other friends or marriages out there. But sometimes it's bad to stay in something, you know. It's not always good to say that, we have longevity, you know, let's stay with it. Because we want to protect our investment. And you invest time, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, you know, you're scared to move on because you think about all the time. But sometimes it's not the greatest thing. I think it's best sometimes to sit alone and get a soul search, basically, you know. Take a journey in self-discovery.
Yeah, I have to turn to Michael mm-hmm. Hopkins. You've been married for a while, a long while. And Michael Hopkins, what do you owe the success of your happy marriage? I mean, it's been a long time.
Wow.
Vet Talk Radio show host.
Wow. I gotta go delve a little deep. But
yeah,
and just to be honest with everybody, I've been knowing my wife since 1974. That's when I first met my wife. 1974.
Wow.
1974, going from the, we were going from juniors to seniors in high school. And to this day, I can tell you exactly where she was standing. I can't tell you what she was wearing, but I can tell you where she was standing, what she was carrying.
Wow.
And I never will forget my aunt, who's long passed away, said something to me that had always stuck. And she pointed at my wife and she said, "That's that young lady right there, she looks like she's a nice little young lady. You should stay with her." I had never even met my wife. But the funny thing is about our lives were kind of intertwined and we didn't know it. My grandmother actually knew her aunt, but we didn't know it. So as time went on, we became friends. And then after that, you know, we've always been together.
Wow,
that's honorable.
We've
just always been together.
Very well. Wow.
Man.
Oh, yes, Lord, yes. I
know
her, too. I know what makes her. Yep, I know what makes her happy. I know what bothers her. I know what makes her sad. I know what makes her tick, just like she knows with me. And we're not, in all the years we've been together, four kids, the grandkids, all of that stuff. We've always maintained just a simple way of life, her and I. We've had all kinds of things, you know, the cars, the houses, the this, the that. But it's not all about that. We grew to know and love each other. And people will look and say, "Oh, you're still with your wife?" You know, friends of mine that I haven't seen in 20, 30, 40 years.
Michael?
Well,
they're probably wife number three when they say that, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm just looking like them. And I'm just looking at them like, "What, are you crazy? You think after being with my wife almost 50 years, yeah, Carrie, I'm throwing the number out there. I'm so sorry, but, you know,
that's the only way
I can describe it, man. You know, you just,
awesome. Yeah, that's just
yeah,
true.
You're with somebody like that, man, and, you know, it's just, and, yeah, as you get older, people get creative, and, you know, they always want to pull you over here, pull you over there, you know, especially, like, as an older gentleman. And you get the little young ladies, and they just want to pull you. You know, they want you to do this, do that. And I'm looking at them, and I used to tell some of them. I just would be straight up with them. I would say, "I've got one wife. I got one house. I got children, grandchildren. I even got pets. Do you really think I have time to be with you? Seriously." Seriously. That takes up my whole life. Family, I'm just like Nicole. Family to me is everything to me. Family is everything to me.
And I
love it.
It doesn't have to be your blood, I think, was the whole thing,
right,
too.
Right. Yeah.
The folks who
that's
can
true.
Be your close friends, you count kind of like your family.
Count them as family.
That's pretty much.
Right.
Yep.
Yes,
with my angels here, and Nora, she hit it on the head.
Mm-hmm.
It was just something about all of us being together.
Right.
I don't know
what
magical it is or it was or it still. I mean, it still is. It's just
exactly
to me, it's just
thing.
Magical.
Well,
and we always
and it hasn't changed.
Yeah,
has not changed.
No.
Yeah.
We've gotten stronger.
Well, the good news is, you guys are going through a shared type of experience as well, and I think that bonding that. Certainly can bond you, and that's what relationships, whatever, wherever, however they are, it's about the bonding. However good you bond it is how strong that relationship will be. And so I think that's a good way to kind of look at it. I'm very proud about all of this. This is nice to hear.
Oh, yeah.
It really
yeah.
is. I'm quite surprised.
And you see, Carrie, that's the reason why
I've made you an honorary veteran because of what you have brung to the table as far as Vet Talk Radio, reaching out to veterans. And it just, the thing, I can tell you, the one thing that I love and enjoy about you, Carrie Hines, is that when it comes to the veterans, you care. And it's exemplified in the way when you ask the questions and when we do the show, you care. And that's why a lot of the guys get on. That's the reason why they get on, because you show them that you're somebody that respect what they did, how we defended this country, and how we
we don't talk about that, Michael Hopkins. I appreciate the kind words. Let me just say we always salute the veterans here through our work on the Vet Talk Radio Show, but also on the Hair Radio Morning Show and my company, HairRadio.com. We've always supported the veterans, and it has become clearer to me since you guys came on board just how much they've contributed to this country. And it should be a no-brainer. So we're going to continue to explore the amazing, the dedication that we've dedicated our time and what you've done and your work with the Vet Talk Radio Show and your producers, Katrina, Nora, Nicole. So it should be really good. We're just getting started. So you, my friend, when we come back, speaking about the Vet Talk Radio Show, that Tuesday that we return to the airwaves, we're talking about May 31st of 2022. I have to make sure folks know we're live this morning. When we return to the airwaves on that Tuesday, it will be your show. It should be show number 37, actually, show number 37. My gosh, I had to think for a moment. That's quite a bit.
We're moving along. So we're 40.
Right? So you're coming up on like your 40th show very soon. And it's going to be exciting.
Unbelievable.
So I'm it's unbelievable.
Okay, who's bringing the champagne to the show?
Well, we'll talk about all that, Brother Michael. We will talk about
that. Are we going to be like Fred Sanford, and we're going to have some sham pipple instead?
Oh, listen to Michael Hopkins, folks.
Michael, you trying to talk up your birthday celebration?
My
birthday? I didn't know that. My birthday is coming up. I'm turning 27 again.
Michael Hopkins. Oh, my gosh. Of course, we're working it in. Well, listen, folks, I'm Carrie Hines with our amazing morning, Hair Radio Morning Show on this Friday again, May 20th. Listen, we're going to take a little bit of a little tiny break, and when we come back, we're going to get into some of just kind of looking a little bit back over some of the amazing things that we covered this month, as well as what's ahead in June. So lots to get to. We'll take a little bit of a little quick break, and we'll be back. So, folks, stay with us. Lots more to go on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I think fixyourfeet.com, Record Evolution, some of the folks who help to keep our broadcast on. Also want to shout out Sam Enon of Bobsa. He was with us earlier in the month, and he's looking for folks who are interested in becoming distributors of a hair product line that he's all about. And it's the You Go Girl. That's the letter U, like uniform, Go Girl. And you've heard the commercial right here. We'll see if we can get it on again. And just, keep supporting us and supporting the folks, again, who support the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's the only way we can stay in business, folks, and bring these incredible shows to you. All right, we'll be right back.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet.
For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
One in a Million, the history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door-to-door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the black female in three areas. First, the black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the black woman's demise. She raised the black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the black race outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 Northwest Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race," end quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911, exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established, Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker and ingenious marketer and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. Desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many have called Madam extravagant, her generosity and passion for her people were Madam's only extravagances. She gave not for self-aggrandizement, but rather to inspire other wealthy blacks to give likewise. Moreover, Madam's giving went well beyond monetary donations. She lent her name and time to worthy causes. She traversed the country, speaking against lynchings, and fought vehemently for the fair treatment of black soldiers who had served in America's military during World War I. Madam C.J. Walker was an ambassador of sorts, a spokesperson for all black-skinned people, a revolutionary, visionary, missionary force. It should therefore be quite obvious that Madam Walker's passing on May 25, 1919, was a tremendous loss to the black race, At that time, Madam had recruited over 25,000 black women from the United States, Central America, and the Caribbean as door-to-door beauty culturists and was well on her way to Africa. Her net worth was over $1 million, making her the first female, regardless of color, to become a self-made millionaire. She is one of the most successful black entrepreneurs of all time and one of the first to utilize the method known today as direct sales marketing to distribute her products. She had also managed to build a 32-room mansion in Irvington, New York called Villa Loaro, which she had desired to be left as a monument to her name and as an example to her race of what hard work and black support of black enterprises could achieve. After Madam's 1919 passing, her hair care manufacturing corporation was used as collateral to secure the finances needed to build what is today known as the Madam Walker Theater Building. Completed in late 1927, the Walker Building Beauty Salon continues to operate there and continues to sell Madam C.J. Walker's original hair care products. Years later, in 1982, the trustees of Madam Walker's trust would deposit a large portion of Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company's business records, historical documents, pictures, and memorabilia with the Indiana Historical Society, who took on the task of painstakingly organizing and preserving the Madam Walker legacy. 74 years after the incorporation of the Madam Walker Company, in 1985, the 1,000 shares of capital stock of Madam's corporation were sold to a man named Raymond L. Randolph, making him the first person since Madam Walker herself to own all 1,000 shares of stock in the original Madam Walker Company. A graduate of Attucks High School, Mr. Randolph had never dreamed that he would become the owner and caretaker of this phenomenal legacy. In honor of Madam C.J. Walker, Mr. Randolph placed Madam Walker's image back on the jars of her original hair care products with the words, "Since 1911," placed underneath it. Doing business today as Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises Incorporated, the hair care company founded by Madam C.J. Walker continues to manufacture and sell her original quality products, ensuring that the legacy of this remarkable woman never dies. The Madam Walker Agent Program has been reinstituted and is the main method by which her products are distributed today. On September 24, 2011, Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises sponsored a centennial celebratory walk called Tracing the Footsteps of a Legacy. This event marked the 100th year since the pivotal point in her entrepreneurial legacy when Madam Walker incorporated her manufacturing company, the Madam C.J. Walker business family, which includes the Madam Walker agents, will continue to keep Madam Walker's spirit alive and well by ensuring that her labor of love, her manufacturing business, continues operating according to the entrepreneurial blueprint she left behind and which is detailed in the historical documents of the company. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Breedlove. You are indeed one in a million.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones-Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Terry Hines. I have a very special guest joining us. Now, she's from the world of nutrition. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome Jackie. Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, I do want to clarify, you're not just nutrition. You are actually all about healthy living. You have to tell us more about it.
Yes. I mean, I do like to cook, and that's part of the some of the things that I like to do, Jack Rabbit plant-based cooking. But I also just like to talk about healthy living as well. You know, I want to be able to share some things with your audience and, you know, about healthy living. I want to be able to introduce, you know, nutrition. I want to talk about exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, and rest. And, you know, just trusting in the divine power and how important all of this is regarding our health and our nutrition. So it's just a whole gamut of things, you know. Eating right, nutrition is the number one thing, but there's other things that we need to be doing that we need to incorporate in our lives each and every day.
And what are some of those other things, too, that we should be doing?
Some of those things that we should be doing outside of nutrition is, you know, we should be exercising every day. And when we think about exercise, we don't necessarily have to think about it as something like, you know, having a membership at a gym. It can be something as simple as walking every day, which is probably the best thing that, you know, we can do as far as exercise, you know, because we're stretching when we exercise. We're moving our limbs when we exercise, you know. We're getting sunshine, which is part of that, you know, staying healthy. We're going to intake some water because, you know, we need that hydration. And we need rest. And so in order to get that exercise in, we need to learn how to properly, you know, rest our bodies. You know, we need to
No, I was just, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Yes. Well, what I'm getting from all of this, Jackie, is that for me, I look at making a big pizza pie. And each slice represents one of these things that you've just mentioned right here. And if you remove it, then it's missing a piece of that pie. It doesn't incorporate the whole pie. Somebody's ate a slice, basically. So you want to really start to focus on pulling everything together, and I think this is just awesome. And I want to back it up a little bit, you know, for our listeners out there. Let's just let folks know, you will be joining the lineup right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, I'm proud to say. So it's really great to have you coming on board to share these regular segments on healthy living. And again, healthy living incorporates so much. It's not just one little slice, pardon the pun, you know, it incorporates so many things as you've just pointed out. So, Jackie, I kind of want to back up a little bit. Let's kind of start with this. Tell the folks where you are based out of. How did you become a healthy living czar? How did all this happen? How did this all start for you?
Okay, sure. Well, I'm based out of Minnesota, and it all started back when I was let's just say 16, because 16 is when I gave up beef, meat, and I've always had an interest in healthy living. And so, you know, as the years go by and as you get older, you realize, you know, I need these things as a part of my life in order to, you know, live the best that I can in my best life. And so that's kind of how it all got started, you know, just me stopping eating beef. And then just, you know, doing reading and just, you know, trying to cook and just live, you know, healthy. And
well, what made you give up the beef at 16?
Well, years ago, my mother had gone to a place where she was learning on nutrition and health. And so she came back and she talked to us about it. And I think I just decided, you know, not to eat beef anymore. I never was a big meat eater growing up anyway, because I just didn't like the texture. You know, some of us are texture eaters, you know, like, say, for an example, some people just hate tofu because it's just too soft. And so I just do not.
I'm raising my hand right now in case you didn't know that out there.
Right. So, you know, texture sometimes has a lot to do with things as far as why we eat things, why we don't eat things. But, yeah, so I just decided to give up beef and,
you know, just reading things about beef and knowing that it wasn't really the best, you know, meat for us at that time. So I figured if I was going to start somewhere, let me start with the beef. And we never ate pork, so my next meat would have been beef. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is just interesting. So I find this really fascinating. And I think that the fans out there, and you guys, you'll be able to pass along whatever questions you have for Jackie, who will be talking about this with her Healthy Living segment right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show each week. Now, I want to be clear. So your 30-minute show within a show will be starting soon on our network. So we're going to keep you guys out there informed so that you'll know when to tune in. And until then, you can reach out to Jackie right through our Salon TV Network app here at Hair Radio, so which is just awesome. You can download the app at the Google Play Store, Salon TV Network, and you'll be able to connect with Jackie through that. Now, I'm excited about this Jack Rabbit Eats. So this is the wonderful healthy living segment that is going to be plant-based cooking. Now, Jack, I got to ask you, Jackie, what's the name Jackrabbit all about? The listeners would never let me live it down if I didn't ask you the name Jackrabbit. So what is that all about?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Carrie, because, you know, it's just my name is Jackie, as I mentioned, and I'm the youngest of six children. And so my family called me Jackrabbit. And so that was a nickname that was given to me by my dad.
And
so when I decided to do plant-based cooking, it had nothing to do with the fact that rabbits, you know, they don't eat meat. Nothing at all. It was just fitting for the fact that I eat plant-based, you know. And so that's where the name Jackrabbit Eats plant-based cooking comes from. So it's just a family nickname, and I just incorporated it into what I like to do.
Well, it gets no better than that. That was just the divinity of it all. I just think it's amazing. It really is. Well, listen, I am excited to have you here on the network, as I mentioned. What would you like to see yourself bringing to this whole piece of the pie? And why did you want to come to our network? Share that with everybody.
Well, I just wanted to be able to relate a message out there regarding healthy living and just let people know that it's nothing, you know, really hard to do. It's something that, yeah, we have to try to do every day, you know, regardless whether it's eating right, our nutrition, whether it's exercising, whether it's drinking enough water or, you know, making sure we get enough sunshine, you know. I just want people to live their best life and live as healthy as you possibly can, because I think it's just very important for us as you know, as people in this world, it just gives us clarity in our thinking. It just introduces us to an awesome way of, you know, just being healthy and sharing that healthiness with others and, you know, and just being happy. And when we're happy, we want to share things. I mean, I do. I like to share things with people when it makes me happy and makes me feel good.
Awesome. Can't say it no better than that. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much. Did you have anyone you want to shout out to before we sign off?
Sure. I want to give a shout out to my family, you know, my husband who has been behind me with this and who has encouraged me to go ahead and do this, Michael. I want to give a shout out to my sister, Alicia, who has also encouraged me to, you know, to step out there, get out of my comfort zone. And just anybody that I know, I can't call everybody by name, but just know that I love you and that if you're listening to this broadcast, I hope that it brings you inspiration and I hope it brings you encouragement.
It gets no better than that. However, it does, because you're also going to be doing a series of videos of cooking demonstration videos. Again, plant-based, I call it healthy cooking. It's healthy living segment, and you're going to be doing a version of this exclusively for our Salon TV network. So
yes.
As long as you have our app, you'll be able to watch Jackie on camera leading you throughout your healthy living. And again, she's going to be talking about a whole lot of...
fit and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life. The glitter in the sky, glitter in my eyes, shining just the way you lie. If you're feeling like you need a little bit of company, you met me at the perfect time. You want me, I want you baby, my sugar boo, I'm levitating. The Milky Way, we're renegading, yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, nothing's ever, ever too far. Glitter in the sky, glitter in our eyes, shining just the way we are. I feel like we're forever every time we get together, but whatever, let's go so far.
That strikes me about the song. I love Dua Lipa. She's a beautiful young artist out there singing and just doing great things. But I do want to just bring to light that that is a remake of an R&B classic song. And the only challenge these days is that they seem to be covering a lot of the original black songs that were done by, you know, white young artists. And they don't play the originals. So we here, we like to play the new stuff, but we also like to give credit to, I call them the ancestors and founders of music right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You will always get the truth here. Listen, want to take a moment to look back a little bit at some of the things that we've covered. Let me just bring Nicole Marie Otto. And Michael, if you're still out there, you can join us for our looking back segment and looking back and ahead. So Michael Hopkins as well, Nicole Otto. Let's start with our new wonderful great co-host and my co-star, Nicole Marie. What it's been, as I opened up, I think the last mid show about this, the month of May, we produced about 12 shows this month, five three-hour shows. So that's about 36 hours. Yeah.
we've added this month, 36 hours of programming. Sometimes we do a little more, sometimes we do a little less, but that's a pretty good month.
Right.
So we started. I'd like to say, because we started out on May 3rd with show number 706, Vet Talk Radio Show. It was his, you guys' 34th show, Michael. Was your 34th show on that Tuesday. And so we've gone quite a bit since then. We welcomed in Nicole Marie this month. So Otto kind of really got a little bit more of his footing. So, Nicole Marie, what would you like to say in this past month and in the last few weeks that you've been part of our operation here? What would you like to tell the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Thank you, fans, so much for tuning in to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you for welcoming me. Thank you for your love, for your support. Thank you to my team, family. Thank you so much for welcoming me with open arms. It's been a great 2 weeks, even though I've been on the show with Vet Talk as one of Michael's angels. It's been a great 2 weeks, and I'm so looking forward to where we are headed. Thank you so much.
Yes.
That was nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Otto, you were jumping in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This month is great. What you brought to the air, the show, Eric Monte, love him. Ralph Roll, drummer, Push Push in the Bush. Sam Enom from Bopsa.
Yeah.
TV Favorite Moms, Part 1 and Part 2. Wayne Smith, Melba Moore, Cheryl Morrow, Long Family History. What a great month, Curry. You really did wonderful. We all did. The show sounded and is really good for me. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad. Those are some of the favorite ones. And then going forward, and before we do that, Michael Hopkins, what would you like to say? Because Vet Talk delivered as well during the month of May of 2022. So what were some of your favorite moments on Vet Talk Radio Show?
Well, some of the things, I always have some of my favorite things in a lot of the shows that we do. And I'm just trying to think, he got me on the spot because there's so many different little moments that happen on the shows that I gravitate to. But I'm definitely a fan of Mary Reed Johnson, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
After we did our little show, I am definitely a fan of hers.
I love that too. Yeah, Mary Reed Johnson, who comes to us from Hair Head Heart. She's been a contributor for years on this broadcast. Mary used to do a lot of our going to break announcements and things like that, along with Purple Barbie. Purple Barbie is out of South Carolina. She does a lot of our Rise announcements. It's time to rise and shine with Carrie Hunt. That is Purple Barbie, and we're going to get her on. I talk to her often, so we'll get her on the show live. It's been a while since she's been on. And we have so many folks behind the scenes. We have to thank, of course, our sponsors and advertisers, FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution, shouting out, of course, Organic Love Collection, shouting out Sam Enon from Bobson as You Go Girl. Go to bobsa.org to find out more about his looking for folks to help become distributors and for his product line. And so much. My focus is organic programming as we move into June. All kinds of new specials that affect us, from whatever's happening in the news to our favorite entertainment stories to, things that we'd like to see in the world. I figured that we want to create the world that we want to listen to, and that's what we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And it's my great honor to kind of be leading the charge throughout everything that we're doing. We will continue to explore those relationships. And as we get along in life, I'm not aware of anybody that gets younger the longer you live. This isn't that Benjamin Button's show, movie or whatever. This is about,
we're all aging by the second in a good way. We're getting wiser and learning more about ourselves and each other. And that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about.
It's all about.
So we will return. Yes, we will return to the airwaves on Tuesday morning, May 31st of 2022, with an all-new Vet Talk radio show, with all-new hair and beauty talk, with special guests, business things, all the things that you love, and so much more. And so I'm real, real excited about that as we move forward into June and then onward. And don't forget upscalemagazine.com. Upscale Magazine Radio Network will be really hitting the airwaves in June. So we'll keep you informed of all of that and what we'll be doing during this production break. Like I said, we're going to be focused on new stuff. Otto, I imagine you'll be staying in touch with your family and focused on your business during our production break.
Oh, yes. Yeah, my children, that's my family. I have three beautiful children. I'll be in touch with them, hopefully a visit. And focusing on, yes, my business and entrepreneur and talking with you and going over the show and different things we're going to do in the future, and Nicole Marie. And always like to shout out to Michael Hopkins. I enjoy him. He's a great man. So, yeah, that's pretty much my week ahead.
Okay. And Michael, we heard a lot about you and the family earlier, and we are wishing you some great fun. Take a moment, as they say, to really enjoy. But we'll be back soon with more of the Vet Talk Radio Show. And again, stay in touch at HAIRadio.com. Nicole Marie, we heard a lot about the family things that you'll be doing, and we wish you all well. And shout out to
thank
all
you
of
so
you.
Much.
Let's get our. It's been a great honor. It really has. I thank you for this. And let's until we're together again, let's just be safe, be well. Thank you. I'm Carrie
That's
Hines
it.
For
happy
everybody
Friday.
Here. Everybody, Nicole Marie, Otto, Michael, Noor, Katrina, you know, everybody. So, of course, Nicole,
right.
Marie, we're just so excited. So, all right, we'll talk to you soon, guys, right here on this broadcast. So here's the outro. We'll see you next time. Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show.